is present grows. Even if on an external level you might say, I did not succeed. I did have to. And the cigarette comes same. If you, the need to smoke comes, for a moment you observe the wanting behind it and what the wanting behind it feels like. And how it's almost something that lives in you, that wants you to grasp at this now. There's a gap, and you bring presence to that. And then whether you smoke or not, or eat or don't, really is secondary. The success is really determined by whether you can be the witness of your inner state at that moment. That's all. What you then do externally is always secondary. You cannot not change if you bring presence to whatever is there. So you don't need to work on the external level as achieving particular kind of behavior. It's enough to observe what is here now. And so for some people, that is the beginning of their spiritual path. The beginning of their spiritual path can be an addiction. Food, drink, drug. And then creating suffering in their lives because the body becomes ill. And then forces them into awareness. So any such thing in your life is also helpful. It's not a hindrance anymore. And it's included in what is now. What can you do? That's what you feel at this moment. It is. It's included in your bringing a yes to this moment. An enormous longing for another drink, a drink. That's what is. Then you watch. And there's suddenly another dimension to it. The watcher, the presence, the formless consciousness, and there's the form, that impulse, that desire, that thought, that emotion, and the space around it, that's who you are. So the more you accept that it's there, the more the space around it grows. So to speak, spaciousness comes into your life. So our three practices, it's more than that, but just give it a little structure. Our three practices, the walking. There's a teacher whose name I can never pronounce, Thich Nhat Hanh, or something like that. There's this beautiful saying, the miraculous things to take one peaceful step, peace in every step. That's true. That is the not what we imagine miracles are. This is the miraculous thing of bringing peace into this step that I'm taking at this moment. There's never anything else. So that's what we work with. Nature and simple actions, including eating. Handling things. Getting dressed, undress. So on. Not a means to an end in itself. The next moment is not more significant than this one. This one is the only one there is. And so you become a field of presence, which is peace, and that flows into what you do, and that does something to how you do it, to your actions, the way you walk, the way you put something from here to there. Something flows into the doing that is a different energy from the energy that flows into it when you reduce it to means to an end. The doing becomes more intelligent. This is the real meaning of right action that they have in Buddhism. Right action is not something that you need to or can practice, but something that flows out of being present with what is. If you're not present, you can try to have right action for the rest of your life, for another 50 years. I'm trying right action, just as Christians say, I'm trying to love my neighbor. It's hard, very hard. Don't just have to try. Right action, or loving your neighbor as yourself, comes out of the state of presence, naturally flows out of that. And the state of presence is to be with what is. Don't make it into a means to an end. Surrender to now. Surrendered state of consciousness, one with life. And as I may have mentioned yesterday, the little question that you may sometimes want to ask yourself,